Hello, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you're having a great week, getting a chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs, or just find a chance to really embrace some of the creativity in your life, find a way to really find a creative expression. This week, I started looking back through Perception and Imaging by Richard Zakai, and there's got a section in there on personalities, one of which talks about Carl Jung and his approach to personality traits. And whether you agree with Jung's approach or not, it does provide an opportunity to have an interesting conversation about our own experiences and our own relationship to our work through who we are as artists and how we define who we are in our creative practice. That really got me thinking a lot about some of the basic assumptions we've made about personalities and personality types and some of the research that's gone in over the years from psychology and sociology to kind of define who we are. And do those ultimately make up the qualities we are as an artist? Are we bound in some ways by the personality that we have and who we are as a model of the personality type that we have? I think that does have a huge impact on our photography and a huge impact on our creative life. When we are able to find the type of personality we have and the traits we have, and we embrace who we actually are, rather than trying to become something we're not with our personality, we try to become something else, an actor in a place, so to speak, where we're trying to become something different. That is a fight against the upstream nature of who our personality is. And that doesn't mean we can't change and grow and develop as artists, but I think a recognition of who we are at any given moment in time, as malleable as that may be, allows us to really experience and find a way to be more creative in our approach and to take an energy forward every day when we're working on our creative practice that's sort of in the sweet spot of who we are at that time. One of the things that I think is interesting from a model standpoint is Carl Jung in 1921 wrote a book called The Psychological Traits. And in there, Jung defined four big buckets of psychological traits that people would fit into. There was thinking and feeling. There was also sensing and intuiting. And each one of those represented a different aspect or a different approach to how we kind of default enter the world. And I think that's the same way in our creative practice. I think one of those kind of buckets could be an interesting way of thinking about how you approach your photography. Are you a person who is more engaged in the feeling aspect of the photograph? Are you more interested in how we experience the photograph at a feeling level? Or are you more sensing into the scene and the object by which photographing? Or do you have a much more analytical approach to how you experience the photograph? Or is it just something that you just kind of stumble across and it's something you just kind of blindly guide yourself into? And I think if you think about how you actually create photographs and make photographs, and I think we're all each one of those. I don't think we're beholden to a specific single bucket. But if you think about how you dominantly make photographs or how you dominantly perform the editing act of a photograph or the selecting act of a photograph, I bet you are one of those traits more dominant than the other. And maybe, depending on what act and part of the photographic process you're doing, maybe you're different for each one of those. Maybe you're much more intuitive in your approach to shooting, but you're much more thinking and analytical in your approach to editing, and you're much more feeling in your approach to actually selecting and sequencing. Or maybe you just lean all towards intuition, and it's all in just a kind of an intuitive way that you approach your photography. But I think in one of the aspects of starting to think about where you fit into there helps you understand how you're approaching your work. And I think also allows you to remove some of the roadblocks that you're not performing to the expectations of somebody else or to an artificial expectation you have on yourself, where you read about how another artist works or how another creative actor works or how another creative person works. And you think to yourself, oh, they have this approach that seems to work better than my approach. When really what it is they have a different personality approach to that aspect of their work. And what they figured out how to do is to leverage the strengths within who they are to move the ball forward, so to speak. So rather than focusing on the negative and trying to change what they perceive to be as a negative, they've spent more time focusing on how to actually move forward using the strengths of their given personality type. I think that one of the things that comes through that, if you read into more of Jung's work, if we stay with that model, is that thinking and feeling actions are more, Jung called them rational functions. He called them things that we would do from a rational standpoint. there's a logical approach to the connection with the idea that's happening. There's also a feeling approach, which is on also one of his rational functions, is a value function. It's the decision of
something is valuable or not.
Do we experience pain from it? Do we experience pleasure from it? And then on the other side is the sensing and intuition sides are the non-rational functions. And that doesn't mean that they're not valuable. It just means they're not the other side. And when we look at those, sensing is a part of the perception that tells us something exists. Are we able to sense that something exists in the world? Are we able to find the absolute existence of it by sensing it through seeing, hearing, tasting, and touching? Or is it more intuitive? Do we have more of a mysticism approach to it? This is one of the ones where I think about like the nature of trees, and you talk to people who talk about the experience of a living tree and how they connect with nature and they just know things are going to happen. Or they've experienced something in life where they just know it to be true, but they have no reason or rationale for understanding why it's true. Maybe you're in a city you've never been in and you just know you need to go down this certain road or this certain alley to get to your destination. All of those functions work great. All of them are valid approaches, like I said. But what's interesting is if you find yourself leaning towards one of those, if you're more intuitive and you lean towards more of that experience of just knowing things, why would you spend time in your creative practice trying to get more towards the rational thinking side when that's not how you approach, when that's not how you derive things, that's not how you get to where you're going? By changing that approach method and by focusing in on what's the strength that you have, you can probably get a higher hit result rate on your photography much faster. At the same time, the other thing Jung did was he broke these segments down into within each one of those, you could be extroverted or introverted. And these are the traditional approaches we have to extroversion and introversion. But if you think about if you're an extroverted person, how do you like to photograph and what do you like to photograph? And if you're an introverted person, think about what you like to photograph and how you like to photograph. My photography, my photographic process, in a lot of ways, is very introverted in its approach. I don't mind going out with a group of photographers, but I oftentimes find myself wandering off so that I can isolate my experience and get in touch with my intuition and sensing experience of the photograph. So for me, that intuitive sensing line is very important in my creative act, and it's also important in my sense of being that it's very introverted. It's a very isolated experience for me. I feel that I'm most creative when I don't have that large group around. I think that also, though, has a material impact on things like my street photography or if I'm interested in doing group photography, because my natural inclination is to pull back more introverted, but yet some of those photographic actions and activities require me to be more extroverted, so they push against my edge and they create an uncomfortableness in me. And then sometimes I think that edge pushing can create a more creative act and create a more creative experience. But my default way of being, where I'm most happy and where I feel most productive, for me, leans more on the introverted side. Now, you could be the exact opposite. You could find that photographing in a crowd and the energy from being in a crowd and the energy from photographing and creating with a group of people is higher. And in that case, you should seek out that. You should try to work harder with that, be more involved with that, because that's allowing you to really be more of the type of photographer you need to be. We don't have, like I said, a right or wrong way of experiencing photography. And for me, and like I said earlier, we don't have the experience of one personality type being better or worse than the other. If you think about all the photographers you admire, all the photographers you respect, and you think about their approach to photography, they probably fit in one of these buckets that Jung has described. Or maybe they have some other personality trait. If you're a Myers-Briggs person and you think about all the personality traits that exist within there, how do those different personality types manifest themselves? But all of this conversation is really about saying at the end of the day, we are in part defined by who our personality is in the moment. And if we accept who that personality is, and we work with the strengths of that personality, we can probably be a much more successful creative individual. I think one of the things that becomes really interesting as we start to think about our creativity and our creative practice is that we are oftentimes attempting to meet some kind of artificial expectation that we've applied to ourselves, whether we believe what we're supposed to create or how we should create or the time we should create or how much effort we should put into it or the number of hours we should spend in the day. There's all these things we have as things we think need to happen for us to be considered truly good at our craft, good at our art, good at our creative living, good at our photography, whatever that story is. But really what it comes down to is that we have to embrace who we are and allow that to come out and maximize that every day in our creative practice. Every day, we just need to be a little better at our creative process than we were the day before. And one of the biggest aspects of that is learning to accept who we are. It's learning to hold and embrace whatever that is, whether it's a painful memory, whether it's a painful experience, whether it's joy, whether it's new information, whether it's the loss of something, whether it's the gaining of something. We have to learn to hold that experience and accept that that is part of the molding and shaping of who we are, and that we're nothing but a reflection of the personality, experiences, and way of being as the creator of our art, the creator of the amazing stories we're trying to tell. As you start to think about your own experience and your own personality approach, and like I said, for me, I think I have a variety of personality types, particularly in my creativity and in my creative photography, where I'm intuitive in many ways behind the camera or sensing intuitive behind the camera, but I might be more thinking and feeling when I approach the print. So I'm actually moving around that board a little bit. I'm not defined by one sole aspect, but by starting to think about how am I approaching these different things and how is my personality coming out? It's giving me some interesting things to think about in terms of how do I approach the print? How do I approach the editing process? How do I approach the shooting process? How do I make sure that every day I'm giving myself the greatest chance to be successful because of who I am, not in spite of who I am? I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you have a chance to get out there and either experience the world in a way that maximizes what you're doing, or you get a chance just to sit there and think about how is it that you experience the world and how you could really put the best foot forward each and every day. I think you'll be surprised at maybe how you approach the world and how you think about that might give you some insights you hadn't had before into your work. It also might give you some comfort in knowing that you don't have to be something you're not. You don't have to work on the hard parts of your personality. You can just leverage the strengths and create amazing stuff. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play, Spotify, all sorts of places podcasts are found. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time.